And now Duntroon's March in the setting by Colin Campbell, which is the only recorded source of the tune. And it is a score whose internal inconsistencies make interpretation problematic. However, the ground might go as follows. He harn he no hn hi harn he to hi harn he no hn hi harn he hn to heel you hn heel you no ho I ho ho I lean to he harn he no ho I harn he hn to heel you hn ho ho ro ho hilian to heam han hilian no ho ho han hilian to kri vi vi kri vi kri vi hilian to hari vi kri vi rai brai hilian to hevi and then follows the first motion. Yan no ho hil yan to, yan no ho hil yan to, yan no ho han no ho 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 hil yan to, yan no ho hil yan to, yan no ho hil yan to, yan no han yan no ho ho hal yai hil yan to. Now, there are a number of difficulties there. Looking at the syllables, the first line would seem to call for a 6-8 timing, something like yan no lan hi yan to han no lan hi yan to han no lan hi yan to and so on. But then that would necessitate an awkward change in the 4-4 time when you reach the second line. In an attempt to get around this, folk have lengthened that first note, the A's, there and then with the low G's on that first line to turn it into 4-4 time to square it up metrically with the rest, perhaps not entirely happily. And then there's the problem of the third line, which seems to be at least 2 syllables short. And on analogy of the later variations, ought to have a tone row, something along the lines suggested. Heel ya fi ya fi yan to there in line 3. Heel ya fi yan to ro fi yan to ro ho ro fi yan to. It suggested that might be a plausible way to do this because the score doesn't make sense as it stands. The doubling of the first motion would then follow. Something along the lines of yan nodin han hodin yan nodin hin to yan nodin yan hodin yan nodin hin to yan nodin yan nodin yo hodin hin yan to. The disadvantage being that this timing divides each little figure into a separate metrical chunk. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, which is not very satisfactory. However, at least that would be, I suppose, rhythmically consistent. The tune then continues in a perfectly orthodox fashion to a crula, singling and doubling, and a tour singling and doubling, in an entirely expected fashion. And so on, through the doubling and your corolla. Repeated, and so on. Rather curiously, the manuscript ends abruptly at the end of the second line of the corolla singling, with a simple etc. mark and a scrawled terminal sign at the foot of the page. Presumably Campbell felt that this was all that a finished performer would need to complete the tune, which I suppose is true. But it's unusual in this document. So there are some of the problems of Duntroon's March. If we time it in one way, the square 4-4 timing, we end up with a rather dull tune. If we follow the rhythms implied by the Cantilich vocables, we end up with two jarringly different time signatures. This opens up the possibility that the tune could be a satirical one, a satire on the Duntroon people, but using their own characteristic musical motif to do it with too. But if so, the joke is lost on us now, because we do not, as things stand, have the contextual information to really judge of this. And so we must leave it.